Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
For Harmac Holmes, we're heading inside the Geelong camp right now, where we're lucky enough to be joined on the phone by Matty Scarlett, Scarlo, Kingy, Benny Cass, Neildy and Pete Ryan from The Age, joining you up in the K-Rock box. Really appreciate your time. Firstly, can you start off by telling us who your medical sub will be for tonight, if there hasn't been any late changes?
Yeah, Holmesy will be our medical sub. So, yeah, Holmesy's obviously played a game for us early in the year, and if required, just a huge runner. So, hopefully we don't need him, but if we do, look for that, big running power around the ground tonight.
How late do you leave that call, Scarlo? Is that something that was made when you finalised selection of the 22 and you put your four emergencies down, you go, well, Holmesy is our man, or is that something that's made a little bit later than that?
Yeah, usually, obviously yesterday we have our captain's run and we talk about a few of those things and sort of set it on him, but you don't really know the exact team until today, because we have a run around yesterday. There's always, I guess, a little bit of doubt on a couple of players as well. So we do speak about that, and we sort of decided that yesterday, and that's the way we've gone.
You haven't played here for a couple of years. How do you adapt to playing at a venue like this that you don't see as frequently as you used to?
Yeah, it is different, no doubt. The footy moves around a fair bit, and it's good. Sean Higgins obviously has played a fair bit of footy here over the last few years. So he's spoken to the group a lot this week and been really good about, I guess you have to make really early decisions in defence because the ball can travel a little bit further and quicker, but it gives us an opportunity as well to get that footy into our front half really quickly. And obviously the guys down there look like they're in pretty good nick.
Scarlo, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Cat fans last week basically got unanimously nude after that effort against the Tigers. How did you sort of assess it? Obviously, it was a fantastic win, but you know, looking back on it, how did you assess the performance last week?
Yeah, obviously, really happy with the end result and how we went about it. I thought that we started the game a little bit nervous. We weren't amazing early in the game, but we sort of hung in there. The third quarter was obviously the big one for us. We've obviously faltered against the Tigers in the last few third quarters. So that was really important to go out there and play our brand of footy. It was just one of the games in the second half. Sort of everything that we did worked. You don't usually have many of those games throughout the year. And looking back on the game in review, obviously Richmond were well below their best as well. So certainly not riding Richmond off, but we were really happy with our second half.
Obviously, in any AFL game, the start's important, but I think particularly tonight, St Kilda were pretty much embarrassed here 3 or 4 weeks ago on the big stage against the Tigers. They'll be looking to redeem themselves. They were good last week. They'll come out breathing fire. It's probably really important that your group just absorbs everything they've got early and hopefully work off that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we think they play, I think, their best brand of footy at this stadium. They can move the ball really quick. Got a dangerous front half and really good midfield. So I think it's for us putting pressure back on them first. Like, if we can be not only match them around the footy, but get our noses in front there and get it into our front half like I spoke about before. We looked in really good nick in our front half last week. Those guys look like they gelled really well and they're really confident about tonight. So hopefully we can get some footy into our forwards.
Pahamak Holmes speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Scarlett. He's Pete Ryan on K-Rock Football.
Good luck tonight, Matt. We've noticed Jordan Clark's out there warming up, and we believe there's a late change with Luke Dowhouse. Can you, obviously you got a bit of a knock last week, can you give us any clarity on what's up with Luke?
Yeah, Dale's we're still trying to get up, even up until the last minute. Dale copped an injury sort of in his ribs, the back area, last week, and obviously, it hasn't come up. So there's a late change. Obviously, a good opportunity for Clarkie to come into the team. And he'll probably play a number of roles tonight. I think he'll play wing and in the front half, but maybe even inside mid. He played a bit inside last week in our VFL and performed quite strongly. So hopefully he can do a job for us.
He's been a much talked about player, and you obviously had him in his first year where he played really well down back. Can you tell us what the thinking is in terms of his development, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, his first year he played some really good footy in our back half, and through a few little, concerns with his game. Not concerns, but areas that he needs to improve on. He was playing on some really good forwards. So he's been working hard on his defensive craft. Obviously, he attacks really well. He can mark the footy, and he's got great speed. But needs to work a little bit on his defensive craft and being able to defend those dangerous small forwards, because every team's got really good forwards. As a midfielder, he's been exposed a little bit playing inside over the pre-season. So we really think he's going to develop into a really good inside midfielder that can transition out from stoppage and get away and use his speed. So that's where we think he's going to end up when he's a complete player. So he's still working on his game and his craft. It's going to take him a bit of time, but we certainly think he's going to get there.
Interesting.
Scarlo, Neil to here, mate. Good luck tonight. Just want to go back on a couple of things you said about last week. You mentioned that, you know, in that second half in particular, the boys were starting to play the way that you want them to play. Are you able to give us a couple of specific areas of the game that you were really pleased with? So, you know, we're looking tonight, and particularly the fans that will be watching, to say, righto, okay, yeah, I saw that last week and I can see it again tonight.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably every club in the league wants to be really good around the footy. So I think it's easy to say that those words. But last week, we're really strong once we picked the footy up. I know Dimmer spoke in his presser after the game how hard we were to tackle. So we're a really big, strong, powerful midfield. So we want to get control of that footy and get rid of it on our terms. And obviously, if there's pressure there from St Kilda tonight, it's riding that pressure and disposing the ball really effectively. And then just our ball movement was sharp last week, just taking the right options and giving our forwards a really good look in front of the footy. So just strong around the footy, really hard to tackle is our game, and then obviously our offence comes off the back of that.
Mate, we also have a whole lot of interaction with the Cats fans up here. Either they call in or they send a note to Benny Cass on Twitter. And there's been some similarities in what they're asking us pre-game, and there's a little bit of how do you think the coaching group have faced this week with the players? Like, what has been the message after Richmond? And there's a lot of, you know, talking about after the Eagles, that was a tremendous performance. You went to Sydney, you started so well, and then Sydney came back and they just pipped you at the post. Are you able to give the Cats fans that are listening a bit of an insight into how you and the rest of the coaches have approached the week with the players?
Yeah, it's pretty balanced most weeks. Obviously, the Sydney game, we're really disappointed with the end of the game. We reviewed the end of the game. We did a few things wrong in the last 3 or 4 minutes, so we reviewed that pretty strongly. But the rest of the game, you know, we thought we played pretty well, so we didn't get too flat with our performance or the results. We just review our performance and all those things that I spoke about before, our contest work. So we review that every week. How are we going? What does our method look like? And just so the players understand what our good footy looks like. And we obviously watched a fair bit of the third quarter last week and reviewed that. You just watch those moments. When we're playing at our best, this is what it looks like. And obviously the start of the game, so we reviewed last week. We didn't think we started the game amazingly well. So you show the players that's what that looks like as well. So we're really balanced with our reviews. You wouldn't really know whether we've won or lost. A lot of people probably don't believe that, but Scotty's a well-balanced coach, and I think our players respond to that pretty well.
Scarlo, we love Jack Henry up here as a local boy, and obviously he's last 2 weeks have been fantastic. Just in terms of giving him the job last week on Jack Riewoldt as a great defender yourself, how much does it mean when you're playing a player of that ilk and get the job done in terms of your self-belief?
That's the best, I guess, form of confidence you can get as a young key defender when you're given a job and you're able to perform that job for your teammates. So, yeah, he's been in amazing form his last month. He's sort of been thrown all over the ground. Played a bit of ruck, played a little bit on the wing, and obviously last week had a big job. He's going to get another big job tonight on King, so that's going to be a great matchup. And hopefully this is almost the start of Jack Henry's key position career as a Geelong player, and we're really excited with where he's going to end up. He's got amazing athletic ability on a footy field, his ability to defend, and then he's just reflexes on the ground, his second and third efforts, and nothing seems to faze him. So he's got that really good mindset of a defender. So no job's going to be too big for him. He's going to have his ups and downs, as all key defenders do. But we're really excited about his next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you give us an insight when you're setting a player such as him? I mean, he's a quietly spoken kind of guy for those big jobs. How do you coach him? What's your kind of message to him before he goes into it?
Oh, you try and let him know early in the week if we're pretty organised at match committee and we're certain of the matchup, so we give him the job early in the week, and he'll just study his opponents and has a few questions for me, and I might sit down with him and watch his upcoming opponent, give him a few pointers, not too much. I don't try and overcoach him. He'll play on forwards different to how I played on forwards. He's, yep. He can really run and jump at the footy, and he's got his own attributes. So you sort of let him make a few mistakes along the way. I think that's the best way to learn as well.
Absolutely. And last one for me, Zach Guthrie seemed almost his best game for the Cats. What did you make of it last week?
Yeah, Zach was really solid. Zach's another one. It's probably a little bit like Clarkey. I guess he's still working on parts of his game, and every time we bring him into the team, he performs quite strongly. I guess, unfortunately for Zach, we've got quite a strong and a lot of depth in our back line. He's probably just outside that mix for a lot of last year, so it's good that he's in the team now and he's performed well last week, and it's great that he's got another opportunity. So he's a really good runner. He makes really good decisions without the footy. Last week, obviously, when we go back and review behind the goals, just his ability to set up defensively behind the ball is a real asset to us as a backline group. So it's great that he's in the team again tonight.
Matthew, a couple of quick ones. Luke Dalhouse, we spoke about earlier. Have you got a time frame, or do you expect him to be right for next week and the Gold Coast?
I have no idea, mate, to be honest. So, I thought he was going to be playing when I come to the ground, and he's not. So I have no idea on Dal. Hopefully next week.
All right. And I can account for most players in terms of injury, unavailability, etc., who's playing tonight. Can you let us know where Shannon Neal's at? He hasn't appeared on any injured lists or anything like that. He didn't play last week against Northern Bullants, and he won't play at any level this weekend either.
Yeah, he's had like a little mini pre-season, and he went back home to see his folks back in WA. So he was back there for a couple of weeks, catching up with his family and then training with his old local club. So he's been put through, I guess, like a mini pre-season during the year. So I think he's going to miss tomorrow then be back in next week. But he's not injured, just the club thought it would be a good opportunity for him to get back and see his family. So they've looked after him really well.
Okay, so that was a club initiated, or was that a conversation between he and the player welfare staff?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I think we've done it in the past as well. Just obviously their welfare is important, and obviously an opportunity for him to go back and catch up with his family. So that's all there is to that, I think.
Yeah, appreciate it. Scalo, good to talk as always. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Football, and we wish you the very best of luck tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Matty Scala joining us, thanks to Harmac Homes. Of course, Harmac Homes' latest double-storey design, the Monarch 1227, including double glazing, floor coverings and driveway for only $294,000, limited to the first 10 Geelong builds only. Terms and conditions apply.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.